Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 2-9, The Day of Seven, Part 7. "You're a Trekkie," she said. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month, on the 20th day of the 10th month.
Grace, the final frontier. This is a story of our relationship in His eyes. Its ongoing mission, to seek out and save lost worlds, to bring forth new life in new generations, to boldly proclaim the gospel where no one has proclaimed before.
Dear Dan, the Lord wanted me to meet other angels that He had put in my life, so He directed Gabe to take care of it. But while that was happening, I was also learning just how bad the evil presence of Satan was in my home and in the area L1 where I live. Just after Jesus revealed Gabe to me and we started having routine conversations, I became aware of two evil spirits in my kitchen. Gabe then said that they were Satan's two top lieutenants. I told them that I didn't know why they were there, but that they had to leave, and they left. But their very presence left me weakened. And in the midst of the day of seven, I became exceedingly despondent and depressed. I really didn't know how I was going to go to work every day, but I did. One of the ways that the Lord kept me alive during this time was to perform therapeutic massage, literally on my spirit man. I was lying in bed, barely asleep, when I felt as if in a waking dream, and mighty spiritual hands were massaging my spirit man through my physical body, massaging life back into my heart. I cannot accurately describe the sensation, but I knew who it was, and I knew that it was good, the very hands of the great physician. Another way was by this dream. I dreamed that I was sleeping outside in front of a small travel trailer, I think not far from an ocean beach. Then I felt the mighty winds of the Holy Spirit, as if produced by a huge fan, on my back. The air flowed from underneath the trailer around me with exceeding great force and velocity, yet I remained in a state of peaceful repose. And in the dream, I was given to understand that the wind of blessing was blowing away the curses of Satan. All of them. The curses through my own family. The curses through my wife's family. The ancient curses of the original American tribes. All blown away. The wind felt the same on my spirit man as the spiritual massage felt. Still, the third way was for two angels to cohabit my body with me and give me what amounted to a form of spiritual moral support. If I turned away from them in my heart, the despondency grew. If I accepted their spiritual touch, I was strengthened. This lasted for about 2 weeks until the bulk of the fighting was over and I could stand on my own feet again. One of the many ways that the angels kept me alive during this time was to provide various distractions from the presence of evil. You and I might think of distractions as a potential waste of time, but I must give Gabe and company credit. Their distractions are full of instruction and revelation, and even humor. They take after our Father in Heaven in that regard. Another time, Gabe said that a particular angel wanted to meet me. Now, there is a trail behind my house that I like to walk on, that I like to take walks on. So Gabe said we should go out onto the trail. I walked a little ways to the bridge that goes over the river. Coming towards me was a woman that appeared to be in her early 30s, blonde and plainly attractive. I remember now she had a dog with her. I asked her what kind of a dog she had, and she said it was a basset hound. I asked what its name was. Astro, she said. As in the Jetsons, I replied. Yes, she confirmed. Then, as we both continued walking in opposite directions, after a few paces separated us, she said back to me, "You should know, because you're a Trekkie." How could a stranger on a trail that I had never met before have any inclination as to what I was or knew? It turns out that this lady works with Gabe as a team. Kind of like Mrs. Peel and John Steed of the Avengers. And they had both been my guardian angels since I was born. I found out later that her name is Gabriella. It was they who I met at L5 during the liberation of Praise Tree when I asked them to act as two witnesses in November of 1999. I didn't know then who they were. I just knew that I wanted two witnesses to confirm the word of the Lord. They happened to be there and were obliging. It turns out, I was later informed, that they were as astonished as I was. The Lord just told them to show up dressed in a certain way and to do whatever I asked them to do. They were surprised about the deliverance of Praise Tree, so the astonishment of the young man was genuine. And then there are the two doctors of theology, as I like to call them. They work for Gabe, but are themselves an inseparable team. Marcus and Luciferian, little Lucifer, who did not rebel. Mark and Luke, for short. Mark ministers the wisdom of God, and Luke, the reason of God. And since they are two, they can also confirm things in court, if need be. Then there was Jesse, who was a warrior and was responsible for security. Now, I will state something that may sound unscriptural, but on close examination, I believe stands up to biblical scrutiny. Jesse rebelled some months after I became aware of him as being part of our team and was cast into Satan's camp. A replacement was then required, kind of like Judas had to be replaced. Scripture states that it is the tail of the dragon that drags one-third of the stars from heaven. Tail means something. It means toward the end of Satan's work. It seems that from our perspective, the one-third of angels that fall do so over a period of time. Perhaps on the eternal side they have already fallen, but from here, in this time-space continuum, they are falling, and some haven't even fallen yet. I believe it is likely that Paul alluded to this when he said, "Even an angel from heaven," see Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, when he spoke regarding another gospel being preached. I wondered why and inquired of the Lord about him including a falling angel in our group, and it was to reveal just that, at the least. The replacement's name is Maya, and leads a detachment of angels from one of Michael's companies. So far, she has remained faithful to God and her job, and so has everyone else. I am grateful for that. And with that, you now know the full complement of angels that I run with on a continuing basis. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. P.S. I have given the angels with me a middle name and a last name to make my understanding of them a little bit more westernized and American. First name, Joy Yahweh.
Grace, the final frontier. This is a story of our relationship
of the starship
in his eyes.
Enterprise.
Its ongoing mission,
to
seek out and save lost worlds.
Strange new worlds.
To bring forth
to
new life in new generations.
And new civilizations.
To boldly proclaim the gospel.
To boldly go.
Where no one has proclaimed.
No man has gone.
Before.
Before.